tonight's shiur, we'll begin to explore the zechira of Zachar Esa Asher Asa Lecha Amalek Baderech Bitzei Sechem Mimitzvayim. Let's initially read the two sets of psukim, that which is found on page number one of the Maran Bekomos, in the upper right-hand corner in Kiseitse, and then we'll read the psukim that we read on Purim morning at the end of Parshat B'Shalach Vayavu Amalek. These two are critical. We mentioned in yesterday's shiur that the Magen Avraham Paskins, if one does not fulfill the mitzvah of hearing Parshas Zachar in Shabbos Parshas Kiseitse, one then can be yotze with B'Shalach that one reads on Purim morning. The Mishnah Berura has a famous Ha'ara, and not only the Mishnah Berura, but many other Gedolei Achronim as well, question this psak of the Magen Avraham. So let's initially read the psukim at the end of Parshas Kiseitse, which is the Takonas Chazal to read the Shabbos before Purim, Parshas Zachar, which is clearly the major theme of this maftir. Zachar eis asher asah lecha Amalek baderech b'tzeisechem mimitzvayim. Asher korecha baderech, we have the well-known Rashi, that Rashi cites a medrash that's quoted by many Rishonim. Essentially what Amalek did was they were able to chill out, pardon the expression, chill out all the Ummas HaOlam, by virtue of the fact that they were the ones who were able to show and demonstrate that Klal Yisrael is not invincible. Klal Yisrael is certainly capable of being conquered, of being threatened, of being intimidated, of being harassed. And that's the mashal of the Ambatya Rosachas, that came this Bliyal and simply jumped in, cooled off the hot water, and that's what they did. And many Rishonim know that's the reason why the Torah describes them as Reishis Goyim Amalek. They were the first to begin. They were the ones who showed that we were not completely invincible, but we were certainly susceptible to conquest. We mentioned yesterday, we have a Machlokes HaRishonim below Yerei Elohim. What does that refer to? A reference to Amalek, a reference to Klal Yisrael. And then the Torah now, after the initial pasuk of remembering, the Torah now tells us when this mitzvah is operative. When we'll achieve a certain degree of respite, then this mitzvah becomes operative. When in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, well known to all of us, and Daf Chof, Shalosh Mitzvahs Nitzdavu Yisrael B'Chnisas Al Haaretz, that the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Malachim, the mitzvah, of course, to wipe out Amalek is one of the three mitzvahs. So here the Torah mentions this mitzvah. When we come to Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem will give us respite from our enemies, Timche es zecher Amalek mitachas hashamoyim lo tishkach. Notice the language, Timche, you shall wipe out Amalek, and you shall not forget. So the seemingly, the way the Rambam writes in the Hakdama to Hilchos Malachim, there are three mitzvahs that are nogea to Amalek. One is Limcha is zaro shel Amalek, Timcha es zecher Amalek. Number two, Zochar es asher asa lecha Amalek, to remember what Amalek did to us. And number three, Lo tishkach, not to forget mas of haroyim va'arivasa baderech. The fact that he ambushed us, I mentioned yesterday, the Malbim, that under normal circumstances, nations engage in conquest for all types of reasons, territorial gain, to expand their horizons, for prestige reasons, for vengeance, all types of different reasons. Here, none of them were applicable, and yet Amalek came and decided to attack Klal Yisrael. So we mentioned the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Ches, that one has to fulfill this mitzvah b'amir b'peh. It's not sufficient to do it b'lev, mentally, but it requires a verbal articulation. The Gemara learns out from the fact that the words lo tishkach at the end of the parsha teaches you she'asu lishkach. And the Gemara says, obviously, from here, one can derive that mitzvah liskar b'lev, the obligation to remember, and yet the Torah said zachar, in order that the Torah wants us to underscore the fact that this zechir requires a zechir bepeh. And therefore, by virtue of reading Parsha Zohar, that's how we're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of the Torah of zechiras ma'asei Amalek. We mentioned as well the Ramban that is found here in the Maran Mekomos. Ramban is found on page number 3. Ramban in Dvarim writes that Einachinami, one has to remember bepeh, one has to verbally articulate this mitzvah, but there's no specific nusach. The Ramban says that Sipu Dvarim, both in klali, is sufficient. His lashon there is Nisaper ze livoneinu uledoraseinu lomaleim kachos salonu harasha ulekach nisavinu limchos hashmo, and that is also the mashmos of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos. When the Rambam in the essay Kuf Pei Tes, it's also quoted by the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim in Perikei Halacha Hey, the issue, as the Rambam says, I'll read you his language in the Sefer Mitzvos. You don't have it in front of you. The Rambam there writes the following: Zochor es asher asa lecha Amalek klomar emor ma'amorim beficha sheyichayvu bnei adam shelo tosur sinaso mehalvavos. There's no particular nusach that one is obligated to use, but rather, what the Torah requires us is to remember the ma'isa of haroyim of Amalek, and that remembrance should be ma'orer, should engender a certain kind of visceral sinah towards Amalek. So this seems to be the mashmos of many Rishonim, and in a few moments we'll read actually the Sefer HaChinuch inside to see how he articulates the mitzvah. But as I mentioned, Tesis and Brachos Daf Yud Gimel indicates that there's a chiyuv min haTorah to read Parsha Zohar, and many Rishonim have that position. The Rash Mishans, the Ravid, the Rosh in Brachis as well. The Achronim, namely the Magen Avraham, and Siman Tov Resh Pehe, that you have part of it in the Mishnah Brura, in the last two pages of this, of the Maran Mekomos, and the Vilna Gaon as well, notes that clearly this position, that it's a Daraisa, is based on the fact that it has to be Ayyidei Kriya B'Sefer. Where do we have such an idea that it has to be B'Sefer? So now let's read the Psukim in Parshas B'Shalach. On page number 1, the upper left-hand corner. Vayavo Amalek vayilachem b'Yisrael b'Fridim. And last year we spoke about the connection between Kevin Sharofu Yudeim and HaTorah Miyad vayavo Amalek. Moshe tells Yoshua b'chad lanon anashim b'tzei lachim b'Amalek marchor onochi nitzov avo shagiva u'matei elokim b'yodi. Yoshua carries out the directive of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Torah describes in Psukim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis what happened. Bidei Moshe kveidim, and Aaron v'chur tamchu biyadav, v'hi yadav emunah ad bo ha-shamesh. V'yachalosh Yoshua samalik v'yasamal v'yicharav. There are really two battlefields here taking place. That's how the Rishonim explain. And in general, this is a very important hashkafik yisod in our lives, namely, ha-sefer v'ha-sayaf yodu kruchim v'ha-shavayim, that we see here from the Melchemes Amalek, that we need both. Of course, ultimately, as the Mishnah writes in Rosh Hashanah, V'chiyodov shal Moshe oisis melchama, oishoyves melchama, ela kol zman sheYisrael mistaklim klavimala, u'mishabdim es libam laviyam shal Hashemayim menatzchim. Ultimately, it's the Ribbono shel Olam. He is the individual Hashem ish melchama. He is the one who declares and decides and is machlid whether we're going to vanquish our enemy or not vanquish our enemy. But at the same time, there's a hishtadlus. We have Yoshua on the battlefield fighting Amalek, but the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yodav Shtuchos Bitfila, Vayi Yodav Emunah, Ad Bo HaShemesh. So then the Torah at the end of this Parsha, Vayom HaShem HaMoshe, Ksov Zosi Koran Basefer, Vesim Bozne Yoshua. So this is the makor for the idea that the mitzvah is fulfilled, the Zechira Maisei Amalek comes to fruition, Ayidei Kriya Basefer. That's the makor is this Pasuk, and the Gemara has in Megillah as well, a discussion, as I mentioned, Shileshim lo Riveim, how many times it's mentioned in Tanakh, but there the Torah says, Ki mochol emcha ezecha Amalek mitachas Hashemayim, referring to Hashem is Baruch directly involved in the Melchama with Amalek. And that's how Rabbi Nechanan in the Sugi Megillah Daf Yuches also writes, the Tzibui is Zochor bepeh ma shekosu ba sefer. that which is written in the Sefer, we have to articulate it. So according to both shitas, someone who hears Parsha Zohar is mekayim mitzvah seh min haTorah. According to Tosis, the hearing of Parsha Zohar is the way the Torah was koveya to be mekayim the mitzvah. The Takonos Chazal was only in terms of the zman, the specific time frame within which we are mekayim the mitzvah. And we mentioned that according to both the Ramban at the end of Parshas Kisese that we have here, and the Ramban that I just mentioned, one can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira by simply whatever nusach one chooses in order to recount, in order to expatiate on the handiwork of Amalek, whatever nisuach a person chooses. However, Chazal will koveya, we should read Dafka Parsha Zohar, and through that reading, we are mekayim the mitzvah. It could very well be the machlokes in Tosfos and the Rambam could be in the nature of what the obligation of Zechira is. According to the Rambam, the Torah requires Zechira B'peh, but even according to the Maskana of the Gemara, the Ikra Zechira is Belev. The Zechira B'peh, if you will, is only a Hechatimtza, a kind of Emtsoi, in order to accentuate the Zechira B'lev. Because the Ikra Mitzvah is the Kiyum She'Belev, the element which is in a person's heart, in a person's mind, in one's mindset. The Maisa Mitzvah is the Zechira actually B'peh. But certainly here you have the dialectical element that's found in many, many mitzvahs. You have a Maisa Mitzvah of Zechira B'peh Mitoch HaSefer, but the Ikra Kiyum HaMitzvah, like the Mashmos of the Ramban, certainly is like that. And certainly the Mashmos of the Chinuch that we're going to read shortly also seems to be in that direction. And therefore, the Zechira B'peh is only a Hechatimtza and Emtsoi, that it should be a Zechira B'lev. And there's no need to specifically choose any specific keta. The mitzvah really is mekuyam to any kind of description of Maisa Amolek that's ma'orer the zikaron shebelev. That could be the Sham Rambam Shita. Might very well be the position of Tosfos that I mentioned, the Maskana Gemara is that no, the Amir and the Dibur is the Ikar Zechira. And therefore that's B'davka V'peh. And the Torah requires us to remember the way the story is depicted in Chumash. And you can't be Yotzei the Chiyav through all the other types of descriptions. So whatever the case is, the Shulchan Aruch actually in Tafresh Pehei, and you have it in front of you, Tafresh Pehei in Siv Zayin, on page number 5, the Shulchan Aruch actually, when it cites this halacha, he quotes the Shitas HaTosfos, namely, Yesh Omrin, that the Kriya Parshas Zohar and Parshas Baduma is the Chiyav Daraisa. That's how Tosfos writes, as I mentioned a moment ago. That's the position of the Balei HaTosfos. That's found in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Ramaschil Bilshon. It's also found in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the Ramaschil Kol. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch writes when he cites this din. He quotes that Yesh Omrim, that both Parshas Zohar and Parshas Baduma are a Chiyav Daraisa. It's very fascinating that in Kuf Mem Zayin, that you don't have in front of you, but that is in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, also in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, there he writes explicitly. He doesn't say Yesh Omrim. There he writes that Kriyas Parshas Zohar is Zechira Min HaTorah. In order to be kind in the midst of Zechira Min HaTorah, you have to read Dafka Parshas Zohar. And that's why Poskim, because of this Achra, namely that Parshas Zohar is Zechira Daraisa, the Poskim have a discussion whether a child, the Kohen, can be Olah the Torah B'Kriyazu. Or for that matter, can a Bar Mitzvah Bocher read this Parsha? And this we discussed already yesterday. So, in terms of the actual halacha, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, actually, in Tafresh Pehei, Sivkot and Tezayin, we have not read that yet, but the Mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah will read it in Mitzvah Hashem also, that, and that's how many, many Gdolei Yisrael paskin la halacha, that the obligation is an obligation, min haTorah, and in order to mekayim this mitzvah, you have to read Dafka Parsha Zohar. That is the Mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah and many other Gdolei Aposkim, Sheldoreinu. But there is a discrepancy, or if you will, a difference between the language of the Mechaber here in Tafresh Pei Hei, Yesh Omrim, and the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Mem Vav Sif Beis, who writes explicitly the Kriyas Parshas Zohar Zechiyav Daraisa. And again, as I said, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, you read Tezayin, it seems very clear that we're talking about the Ikar Kriyas Zohar. Let's just read the first few lines of the Mishnah Berurah. You're supposed to go to a Makom Sheyesh Minyan on page number 5. Haynu afilu yesh al sefer Torah beveso, el hashein lo minyan beveso. Afilu nomad the minyan le pashas zocher mil abonim ba'alma. Perhaps the minyan is only rabbinic in nature, the requirement of 10 people. However, the Mishnah Berurah says very clearly, I'll call upon him, Ikar Kriya Zohar Hu Daraisa, which reflects the position of the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Mem Vav Sif Beis. As opposed to the position that's mentioned here, Yesh Omrim, Shepasha Zohar, Pasha's Paraduma, Chayam Lekorom Midaraisa. The Achronim discuss actually based on Tesis, whether one has to read Dafka Pasha Zohar, or can one read actually another Pasha that's involved with Mechemes HaMolek. Now, unquestionably, we know we have a Takanos Chacham that we're speaking about yesterday and today, reading the four Pashas in Chodesh Adar, and one has to read Dafka Pasha Zohar, and Dafka read it the Shabbos before Purim. And the din here, this whole discussion that we're having over here, is only regarding the Kiyum and the Mitzvah of Schira in the Torah. That's the question that we are focused on. Must one read Dafka Pasha Zohar or any other Pasha that deals with Melchemes HaMolek? The Magen Avraham and Tafresh Behei indicates that one has to read the Pasha in the Torah. That's what we do. We read the Pasha Zohar at the end of Kisaitse. But perhaps one could also read Bishalach. That's what the Magen Avraham suggests. And Mishnah Berurah quotes his Psak of the Magen Avraham. So now let's take a bit further look in the Mishnah Berurah. And he writes, the Mishnah Berurah, if you look in the second column on page number 5, we'll start with the first line where the Mishnah Berurah earlier, let's read actually the column prior to that, the last three lines. He writes, HaMagad Avraham mitzadei d'tov yoseh sheyavu l'mokam shekoren ha-megillah b'tzibur. U'pashas Zohar says, HaMagad Avraham yotzi al-pi atchak ma'meh she'ishma ha-kriya b'purim b'pashas v'yavu ha-molek. HaMagad Avraham suggests that if one missed the reading of Pashas Zohar and Kiseitzei, one could fulfill the mitzvah by reading B'shalach and Purim morning. This is the Mishnah's worst position, as we've just accentuated, the Chiyum and HaTorah to read Pasha Zohar. But the Mishnah Berurah questions this psak of the Magen Avraham. Now the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, many Achronim disagree with the position of the Magen Avraham regarding this particular psak. Number one, the Ma'id Kamul on the El B'Sim and Samach, the Mitzvah is Kavona. That one would have to have in mind. If one did not fulfill the mitzvah Pasha Zohar reading Kiseitzei, then on Purim morning, one would have to have in mind. One would have to have Kavana. It's a mitzvah d'araisa, the Mishnah Berurah clearly indicated. One would have to in mind that this is the Kiyama mitzvah of Pasha Zohar in HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah questions this Magen Avraham's psak from a very fundamental, basic perspective. And he points out, if we examine the two sets of psukim that we just read, it's clear that the two sets of psukim are really addressing two totally different mitzvahs that clearly one has to read Dafka Pasha Zohar and not the Pasha Vayav HaMolek, because the Pasha Vayav HaMolek, essentially what the Torah is describing in Bishalach, is a description of the war that took place, and therefore the Torah does not really in any way elaborate or expatiate on the rishus, on the obligation, the chiyuv that we have to blot out the shem of HaMolek. That's not mentioned at all. That element, which is a critically significant, central component of the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek, is not to be found in Pasha B'Shalach. So it would seem that it's difficult to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira. Secondly, the psukim there emphasize that Hashem is the one who's going to take care of it. Ki mocho emcha ezecha HaMolek. Hashem will blot out the Zecher HaMolek mitachas HaShemoyim. And the mitzvah, as the Torah describes in Pashas Kiseitzei, Timcha Zecher HaMolek. The focus is on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should remember what HaMolek did to us. Klal Yisrael should recognize that they are evil. And when we are in a position to do so, we should carry out the three elements that I mentioned earlier. But it devolves upon us, upon Klal Yisrael. It's not a mitzvah Klal Bishmaya. So that is, again, the second issue that the Mishnah Berurah raises, and the Aruch HaShulchan and many others already raise this issue against the Magen Avraham. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes over here. He says, Tzorach Chiyun. Doksid ba-Torah zocha es asher osa lecha ha-molek, asher korcha ba-derech va-yizaneh, timche, va-kavona, shelo lishkoach ma-asher osa lecha ha-molek. Not to forget what they did to us. U-nesap ez elevanenu, derosenu, lomolem, kach osa lecha ha-rosho. All these elements are missing. So therefore, the Achronim question this psak of the Magen Avraham, and they feel that one cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMelech by reading the Pasha in Beshalach, which is primarily historical in nature, but rather the dagish has to be on the rishus of HaMelech and their wickedness. They are evil incarnate. The obligation to be moche, the Shem HaMelech, and of course to be wary of potentially future sakonos that might come from HaMelech. So the Maisa, certainly the Chatchila, in order to fulfill the mitzvah properly, one should make sure one hears Pasha Zohar at the end of Kiseitse. However, sometimes there are situations of ones. Certainly here in Eretz Yisrael, you have chayalim, soldiers, or other people who may not necessarily be in a position to hear Pasha Zohar, so they should certainly have in mind to be Yotze, Vayava Amalek, which is going to be read on Purim morning, like the Shita, the Magen Avraham. But the Chatchila, they should try their best, and either to read the Pasha of Zohar on Shabbos Pasha Zohar from the Chumash, try their best to fulfill the mitzvah. Now the Mishnah Berurah also has reference to the concept of a Pasha Zohar reading it mitoch haSefer. As we mentioned a few moments ago, the makor for that is in Pasha Beshalach. Sov zol zikaron baSefer v'sim baOznei Yoshua. So the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yuches, again, the Gemara we mentioned earlier, indicates it has to be mitoch haSefer based on this pasuk. Sov zol zikaron baSefer. So we assume the mitzvah is dafka to read the Pasha of HaMelech mitoch Sefer Torah kosher, from a kosher Sefer Torah. And that's the mashmos actually of a Rashba, and that's sugi and brachas daf yigimel and aleph, according to Rashi. And it would seem to be, according to that shita, that as well there's an obligation to have a minyan. And that's what's mentioned over here by the Mechaber, that b'nei yishuvim she'en lehem minyan, tzrichim lovo l'mokam she'esh minyan b'shabbos salolo, k'dei l'shmo parsha se'lo she'em v'daraisa. There's an obligation as well to have a minyan. And again, this is an issue that's a great discussion. La halacha lemaisa, there's a big machlokes haposkim that many poskim assume that one should read Pasha Zohar from a Sefer Torah kosher. If one reads from a Sefer Torah apostle, one is not Yotze, the Chiv of Pasha Zohar. And we had a bit of a discussion with Rav Weishlita yesterday, Shir, among a number of items underscoring the Kriya Daraisa and the Chumras that are involved over here. Other Achronim contend that the idea of Basefer, Sov Zol Sikoron Basefer, indicates that one should read Menaksav and not Balpeh. But even one reads from a Chumash, or one reads from a Sefer Torah, that's possible. Yayotze Lechiyah Menat Torah. The Maise, unquestionably, Mishnah Berurah Paskins here in Sivkot Yudalid, very clearly, if you take a look, Sheparsha Zohar, he writes, Yechsiv Zohar Yisah She'osa, V'gamina B'gemara Dahai Zohar Haina Ba'amir B'toch HaSefer Dafko, So this idea of having a minyan is quoted here by the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Pehei, here Siv Zayin. It's also mentioned earlier in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, in Kuf Mem Vav Siv Beis. And as I mentioned, that the reason is because the whole idea behind this Schira is Mechiyas HaMelech. And the mitzvah of Mechiyas HaMelech seemingly is a mitzvah hamutelas ala tzibur. It's a mitzvah that devolves upon the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, and that's what the Torah is telling us at the end of Pasha Kiseitse, that the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, when they enter Eretz Yisrael, baniach Hashem elokecha lecham b'kol evrecha misaviv, ba'aretz asher Hashem elokecha nosein lecha nachalo derishto, timche ezecher hamolik mitachas hashemoyim lo tishkach. And therefore, the fulfillment of this mitzvah, the zechira, also has to be in a communal kind of setting, with the tzibur, and therefore, generally speaking, that's generally what we try our best to do. We try to go ahead and read Pasha Zohar in the context of a tzibur. And this actually is already brought by Rishonim. Rishonim actually understood from a rush in Brochus that one requires a minyan. There's a very famous Gemara about the Olam Bem Tavodu, about an Eved being released from incarceration, from Shichrur, and the Rishonim say, in order to fulfill the mitzvah Pasha Zohar, we needed a minyan, we needed a 10th person, and that's already Trumas Hadeshin, and that's how we understood the Rosh. There are Achronim who do not understand it that way. They hold, one could be Yotze, the mitzvah Pasha Zohar, even Bikriya B'Yechidus. As a matter of fact, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah over here, in the Shar HaTzion of the Mishnah Berurah, in Tafresh Pehei, so the Shar HaTzion is found in Sifkot and Hei. He writes, after Magen Avraham, Hevi B'Shem Tumas Hadeshin, Darosh Kosa, Daseh Daraisa, Likros Parshazaka Basara, Eini Yodea Shum Makor Lazeh. Mr. Brewer says, I don't know what the source of this requirement is. That's what I just mentioned, the Gemara, that is Meshacher Zeved, and violated an Asay, Le'elu Ben Tavodu, but it's for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of Parshas Zohar. And the Mishnah Berurah here indicates that it's not clear what exactly the Makor for this halacha is. Even if there's no requirement of 10 people in the Torah, but certainly Chazal were misakein that we should read Parsha Zohar B'tzibur, and then with Chathila, that's how one should be knowing, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah here indicates very clearly. And the Mishnah Berurah actually just follows upon the heels of what the Mechaber said. We have to go to a place that's a minyan, B'Shabbos Salolo. So again, that perhaps there's no requirement by Sarim and Atara, but still it should be read B'tzibur. That's the proper thing to do. But the Eved, someone who does not have a minyan, can read Parsha Zochem, Mitok Sefer Torah, B'tamim. That's how the Mishnah Berurah also quotes in Sivkot and Yudzayin. Take a look here again in Tafresh Behe, page number 5. Mikol Kom Yizaru, the Ramah says, the Krosam B'neginosan U'B'tamim. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, V'yahadeh Likrozeh Mitok HaSefer V'Kanal B'Sivkot and Yudalit. One should read it with the Tami HaMikvah. One does not have a Sefer Torah, one can read from a Chumash, a regular Chumash. And at the same time, one should have in mind to be also the chiyuv of the kriyas Parshas Zohar and the Parsha Kitzeitze on the kriya the Parsha Vayav HaMelech on Purim morning, the way the Magen Avraham expressed, and one will be also the chiyuv of the mitzvah and the Torah, even though one was not mekayim in Takanas Chazal to read Parshas Zohar Dafka in the Shabbos before Purim. As far as the zman of the kriya, this also, as I mentioned and alluded to earlier, a very fascinating discussion among the Dolei Rishonim, and we're in a few moments going to read the Sefer HaChinuch to get a bit more direction regarding this matter. If you look in the Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim Perkei Halacha Hey, his lashon is the mitzvah is liskor tamid masav haroim v'arivaso. There's no specific time period, but rather an ongoing mitzvah, a perpetual mitzvah, and perhaps one could derive this from the lashon of the pasuk, because the language is Zohar, Esa Sha'asa Lecha Amalek, with the Kamatz. And we know the difference between Zichor, to remember, the imperative, Loshen Sivui, in Diktuk, Ba'ofen Chad Pami, Mashenkin Zohar, for example, Amor Lohen. The obligation of Bichas Kohen is an ongoing obligation. A mitzvah nimsheches. And so too, Zohar, a mitzvah nimsheches. And therefore the Rambam writes, Liskar Tomid Masav Aroyim Barivoso. And therefore, in Sefer Mitzvahs, he also comments like that. In Asay Kuf Pei Tes, there the Lashon HaRambam, which we'll see in a few moments. We can see it actually on page number 2. When the Rambam defines the mitzvah, he tells you, He Shetzivonu, Liskar Masha Osalonu Amolek, Bahagdimo, Lohora Lono, Velisno Oso Bechol Eis Veis. Just as the Rambam wrote in Mishnah Torah, there the Rambam uses the language Liskor Tamin Masav Haroyim Barivoso. Here the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvahs Bechol Eis VaEis on an ongoing 24/7 kind of basis. Mashma for the Rambam, it's a mitzvah tmidis. It's no different than the mitzvah of Abbas Hashem and the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem, mitzvahs that are relevant 24/7, and therefore this mitzvah also is relevant 24/7. That we have to be cognizant of what they did to us. They went ahead, as I described earlier, and jumped the gun, and they decided to jump into the bathtub, into the ambatya, and they cooled the seething waters, and we have to hate them. Bechaleisa'es, unna'orer ha'nefasho, says the Rambam, b'ma'morim li'lochimbo, unnezarez ha'am, lisna'esay, atcholoti shokach ha'mitzvah, velote chaleisinoso. And the Rambam indicates this is an ongoing kind of activity, 24/7. B'li yaseh hadas, and that he quotes the pasuk, "Zochor es asher asa lecha amolek yochel b'levavecha, k'shu'omer lo tishkach harishikcha salev omor hamani mekayim." What does it mean when it says that one should remember Zochor she'teisinaso b'ficha? Halotira Shmuel baschila lasa mitzvah azeis eich asa shehu zochar tchila maseh hara. So So this is an ongoing mitzvah.
Do we mean a mitzvah kiyumis or chiyuvis? Because
a mitzvah
chiyuvis,
a mitzvah b'chol yom v'yom, an ongoing mitzvah.
Chiyuvis?
A mitzvah, perhaps even a mitzvah chiyuvis. Certainly it's a mitzvah chiyuvis.
How can you do anything else? Then how can you do anything else?
The answer is that we are capable of doing a lot of things at the same time, but not forgetting, shall we say, it's unquestionably a mitzvah chiyuvis, but the way the Rambam presented it, other Rishonim seem to indicate that there's no zman, there's no specific time period in the course of the year, once a year, twice a year, five times a year. There's no Eludvam Shenem Shir, no specific zman, time period was given for it. But the Rambam defines it differently. As a matter of fact, take a look in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch already weighs in on this issue as well, and he essentially asks this question, namely, what is this man for this mitzvah? When is this mitzvah applicable? When is it relevant? And he indicates, and he says very clearly, not in sync with the Rambam. Look in the Midini HaMitzvah on page number 2, in the lower part of the page, the Rambam writes, the Chinuch rather, I'm sorry, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Midini HaMitzvah Gom Masha Omu Chazal, Shechir Zchir Zohi Balev Uvapeh, the Chena B'Sifrei Zohar Yesha She'osa, V'Gomer Yochel B'Lvavcho, K'shu Omu Lotzishkach HaRishich Chasalei V'Amura, Amani Mikayim Zohar She'deshona B'Fich, Ad Kam B'Sifrei. This essentially is a citation of the Rambam, which the Chinuch is wont to do. K'dei Shelo Yishot HaChadovet Metech LaShevosu V'Techsem Na'avomus V'Erech HaZmanim. But then he goes on, and here clearly differs from the Rambam. V'yalaschira azos balevu v'apeh lo yodana bazman kavua bashono bayom. It's different than the mitzvah of zechira zitzias mitzvayim. There the pasuk is very clear. That's the mishnah at the end of the first parak of brachas, and we have psukim that we say every day. The mantisko is yom tzeischem eretz mitzvayim kol yimechayecha. With the machlokes that Chazal have, says the Chinuch, k'moshi nistavino bezechira zitzias mitzvayim b'chol yom b'chol laila. Once during the day and once at night. So why is there a distinction? That's one of the ekronot. We should not forget that sinner that they displayed to us. There's no zman. She'en lehem shum zman. There's no zman kavua for the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek. Yesh lehi zocher mipam lepam ad kidei kach pam machad b'sholosh shanim. Even one time in the course of 3 years is sufficient to fulfill this mitzvah. And every time we remember verbally the Ma'aseh HaMolek, we have been mekayim the mitzvah. However, there are those who disagree with this statement of the Chinuch, which is really seems to be a radical chiddush. Once in 3 years, one can fulfill the mitzvah. Our Rishonim will say very clearly, it's an annual mitzvah. A mitzvah b'chol shana v'shana.
There used to be Messiah in the Torah once in a few years also.
The Minigat Eretz Yisrael, the triennial cycle, which there are individuals, groups of people who are not Orthodox. That's what they do, Adayom Hazeh, but even that they don't do properly. But lo nikares hazeh achshav. But the Medrash, there's a Medrash, the Psikta, that indicates that Ein lochem elios korim parshas HaMolek b'chol shana u'mal ani alechem ki latem mochim shmoim min ha'olam. So the assumption is that every year is a new chiddush. The Chassam Sefer writes based on the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in Daf Nun Ches, where the Gemara tells us that till a year passes, hameis eino mishtakech min alev. So therefore, from here we derive that at Shana, for 1 year, a person doesn't forget. Mele, there's an obligation, Pam Bashana. That's generally what the assumption of Rov Doli Achronim is. And even if you assume that the obligation is only to remember Amalek once a year, Minat Torah, certainly there's no specific Zman that you have to read Parsha Zohar. Everyone can read the Parsha whenever he so desires. However, as we mentioned the other day, Chazal wanted to juxtapose Zechiras Maisa Amalek to Purim because Haman was Mizaro Shal Amalek. That's what Sefer HaChinuch writes. And therefore, even though when we hear the Parshin Giseisa, we also the Chiyas Chiyam and HaTorah, but the Chatchila, one has to make the Parsha Zohar Samach to the Yom Tov Purim. So let's just summarize what we just said briefly. Min HaTorah, the obligation is to remember Maisa Amalek. According to Tesis, this obligation is realized Ayidei Kriyas Parsha Zohar. And the Shulchan Aruch passing like that, and this zechira has to be Pam Bishona. And we're Yotze the Chiyuv by being the kind of Takonis Chazal to read the Parsha Zohar juxtaposed to the Yom Tov Purim. In order to be kind of the Mitzvah Daraisa, we have to read Parsha Zohar, we talk Sefer Torah, we have to read with a minyan. But one who did not do so certainly should have in mind to be Yotze the Chiyuv of Kriyas Vayavah Amalek and Purim, and he himself should say the Parsha Zohar mitoch HaChumash. He should read it actually from the text of the Chumash. So we have just touched the surface of some of the issues that relate to the mitzvah Chiras Amalek. What we would like to do next is examine a bit more carefully this mitzvah. Mitzvah Hashem will do so in the next year. We'll go through the Sefer HaChinuch carefully, and then we will discuss a number of issues that emerge from the language of the Sefer HaChinuch and also from the language of the Rambam and a number of kashes that are asked relating to the mitzvah Parsha Zohar, and hopefully we'll try to be miyashiv them Be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach.
What is the reason to say the pshat of Lo Yoreh Elokim Go?